Well, thank you, Mei-Chu. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm so excited to meet all of you today. Workplace wellness and nutrition programs are a priority for the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation. We were founded 2 years ago to bring together food and beverage manufacturers, and as Mei-Chu noted, we've grown considerably from our original 21 members in July of 2009 to 186 members today. Our primary concern is childhood obesity, but we also have a large focus on workplace wellness and see the two as interconnected. We strongly believe that the key to reducing obesity is to encourage Americans to pursue energy balance between calories consumed and calories expended, fewer calories in and more calories out. And the workplace is an important venue to pursue the goal of energy balance. Work has really become the place where we spend too much time, it seems some days, and too little time engaging in physical activity. Too often our work schedules leave really little time to pursue a healthy, balanced diet. And for businesses, countering obesity isn't just a vital community obligation, it's also good business sense. We just want to look at the numbers. Americans spend 1/6 of our economy on health care, and obese workers are 3 to 5 times more expensive than other workers. So what we're talking about is a major portion of the funding for healthcare is paid through taxes and reduced workplace efficiencies, as well as the cost of health insurance. It's a big chunk of costs that come from obesity, and it shows up every day in our factories and in our offices. If you look, as I mentioned, at the compensation claims, when you have 3 to 5 times more expense per worker who are obese, you can recognize how that really drives up the cost for everyone. The cost of obesity includes 40 million lost work days, 239 million restricted activity days, and 63 million doctor visits by employees on an annual basis. And that's a very high cost curve, but companies can bend it. And we really do believe that wellness programs are key. They represent a potential savings bonanza, as well as a boon for the health of the employees. Farsighted companies recognize the link between obesity and the bottom line. They understand that good health is good for business. To encourage healthy living, they use a variety of different levers, health and productivity programs, effective information delivery, use of metrics and evidence, and quality care. Farsighted companies will send a very clear signal. They incorporate health into the community and the company's mission and vision statements. They assign accountability for health and wellness at the business unit level, and it shows 23% of the best corporate performers provide managers health and productivity program reports. Strategies include worksite certification programs, corporate audits, which help determine if worksites are helping employees and their families improve their health. That compares to only 8% of the poorer performing companies. Farsighted companies use incentives to motivate their employees. Almost 80% of large employers use incentives in their wellness programs. They ensure that corporate policies and corporate environments support health and well-being, but at a modest expense. They do things like attractive stairwells that encourage employees to walk rather than use the elevator. Employee cafes are set up so that wholesome food is at the checkout line and therefore nudges an employee towards health. But what else do they do to encourage their employees' wellness? They recognize that different work sites have different needs, and we've had the opportunity to visit the work sites of all of the 16 founding manufacturing members. Manufacturing employees, for example, do recognize it's harder to take a little time off the day for a quick walk or a visit around the gym. They address a variety of needs by enlisting wellness champions, and I'll go through companies who do these specific things so that if you have an interest, you can actually go and look at that company's website. And employees who develop wellness programs very much tailored to that very specific worksite need. But we also know that leadership stems from the top. It stems from the C-suite. And according to a study of more than 500 companies, 25% of consistent corporate performers have senior executives who demonstrate their support of healthy work environments. And that's really critical. What we found in our own companies is that C-suite endorsement truly makes the difference. It becomes part of the culture of the company. And it makes a difference when they announce the new programs, or when you see one of the executives in the offsite gym, and when the CEO is the one giving the recognition for that extra effort. All those little things help reinforce how important it is to that company. And how much impact do these programs have? Thomas Jefferson once said he was a great believer in luck, and he found that the harder he worked, the more luck he had. And it's really the same for the companies. They're sending clear signals that their support of wellness activities assign clear accountability for those activities and very clear incentives. For the past 2 years, the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation has been reviewing what our members do to promote employee wellness. One of our strategic partners, the National Business Group on Health, takes each company individually through a workplace wellness scorecard. We aggregate the total number of what the companies are doing, and that's the information I'm presenting to you today. In addition, each company gets its own report card and very detailed information on how they can continue to improve in the areas where they may be lacking. So what are the results? One of the most interesting is that it's very cost effective. Among member companies studied, the annual employer medical costs and expenses per employee came to $7,700. The annual wellness program expenditure per employee was less than $200. And it seems in that case that an ounce of prevention is really worth a pound of cure. What else did we find? While it's not easy to achieve wide-scale participation, member companies are continuing their commitment. They're seeing positive impact among their employees, and they're better able to start tracking what their employees are doing. The National Business Group on Health, when they do this scorecard, they look at five categories. They look at strategies, tactics, employee education, employee participation, and outcomes. And then underneath there, they're very specific items which they track and then aggregate the total of for the analysis. So if we look at the first one, which is strategy, we know, as I mentioned before, that a large number of the companies that have effective strategies do get the C-suite endorsement or a purpose statement. PepsiCo employees, for example, receive a personal message from CEO Indra Nooyi in an annual Healthy Living brochure. She also regularly promotes wellness initiatives and town hall meetings. It's very personal for her. Indra happens to be chairman of our foundation. Large employers are involving their employees in wellness program and design. 83% have established what we call wellness champions. And Hershey's particularly known for its wellness champion. They've been deploying these people. They've seen a significant change in the culture of the company since that's become a core deliverable for them. And members of the foundation provide employees with access to many programs that help them pursue a healthy lifestyle. 97% have access to nutrition education classes. 88% have access to weight management programs. They use a wide variety of incentives. They have on-site fitness centers, subsidized gym memberships, nutrition and weight management classes, coaching, and other wellness programs. But what works the best? Cash. And that's one of the things we've learned when we all get together and have these off-sites. It's really an increasing trend. A growing number of employers use cash rewards to help people maintain a healthy weight. 72% of the foundation companies offer some kind of financial reward. 44% publicly recognize the employees who've made improvements in their health, and that's really the strategic picture. Nearly all of our companies are really gathering the health information so that they can better meet the needs of their employees. As you know, you kind of have to have that baseline information until you can really analyze whether or not your programs are having any impact. 94% of the companies offer health assessments to their employees. And thanks largely to very strong incentive programs, almost 100% of Kraft employees completed the health assessment, which if you know the national average, that's a significant amount. 89% offer health assessments to spouses, domestic partners, dependents, many of whom are covered under their employees' wellness cost. From an employer's point of view, there are big advantages to these assessments. As I said, they recognize that these challenges are driving the cost for everyone and that they affect employee absenteeism and productivity. They're using multiple tactics to include nutritious eating in the workplace. They have subsidies and price differentials for nutritious food, and the cafeteria checkouts have wholesome food to encourage healthier impulse buys. They work with their suppliers, and we had the opportunity to go to Campbell recently and meet with their suppliers. It's very interesting if you have that chance to go into the newly designed corporate cafeterias and actually talk to the folks that are there. And an informed employee is an empowered employee. J.M. Smucker's provides calorie and nutritional content, labeling, and they also provide that healthy living doesn't stop at the door. It's something that they take home with them to their families. So if we go through this, 67% of employers create challenges to engage employees and their family in physical activity. 95% use visible promotions in the worksite to communicate wellness-related information. 89% post healthy lifestyle information on their websites. When we look at all of these companies, what you're seeing is that, again, the increase in what's going on is happening on a regular basis. 78% have a wellness coordinator or dedicated staff member to help employees. When it comes to physical engagement, we know that on-site physical activities are always a place where companies still continue to struggle. They do still do gym subsidies. They do continue with the health assessments. They continue giving incentives and reasons to have people drive to these programs. Between 2009 and 2010, 7% increase in employees engaging in physical activity, so that's a good uptick. We've only seen a 1% increase in nutrition, but again, since we're trending higher in healthy weight issues, we can understand how that would happen. Two things that we've got going on that I'd encourage you to take a look at. One is one of the websites we have here, and another is another website that we will be co-branding with U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We've launched a website called Your Wellness Advantage, which is aimed at small and medium-sized companies. It provides turnkey toolkits and databases so that if someone literally wanted to turn the lights on tomorrow in a health and wellness program within their company, no matter what size they are, all of that material is there and available to them for free. And as I said, we're very pleased to be announcing this with U.S. Chamber. We've had the site for a year. We decided adding that dynamic element, which would allow us to reach out through the Chamber's channels, would really get farther engagement. So that will start to happen in the January timeframe. But we also know that social media is really a big factor in workplace wellness. And it's a big factor in everything with family wellness. We started a program called Together Counts, and so far it's reached over 60 million consumers online. What it does is it encourages families to eat more family meals together and engage in physical activity as a family. What we've done is we've brought this into the workplace. We actually developed a corporate competition widget, and it allows employees to actually compete with each other in the workplace. And we recognize that they're not all married, so you have groups of people competing against each other. PepsiCo just rolled out this competition internally, and a number of the other companies are also. So it's nice that you're seeing this linkage. We have programs for schools, programs for work, programs for home, and you're really seeing people take those same messages there. And we truly believe that by pulling all of these things together and encouraging through these different programs, improving of those programs to help both employees and their families, that we'll all be more successful.